Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Milan Jurkovic and your phone calls. 1-800-229-3000 to join us today for a new life.
I really appreciate the advice you guys give people. It's from a biblical perspective, and just listening has really helped me in some way.
One of my sisters began to have an affair with my husband.
Really? You're a mom and you're afraid of your mom?
Yeah.
Does she breathe fire?
Well, yeah.
See, love's a decision because, when Jesus tells us in John 14, new commandment I give you to love each other. And love is more than just a feeling. There's a decision. There's a choice in that.
Whoa. Can we go into a different conversation here?
I reckon.
At a later time in life when a child's 22, closeness can end up being toxic.
You can't go to therapy and not feel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Jurkovic. Milan, good to see you.
It's great to see you, Steve.
And Dr. Jill Hubbard,
who was
speeding her way here and was pulled over.
I was pulled over by a cop. I know. I said,
did you get a ticket?
I'm on my way to live radio. I got a fix-it ticket. It could have been so much worse.
Wow.
I don't have any fee or anything. I just have to go get a license plate put on properly or something.
Okay. Good.
I thought maybe you got a ticket for a distracting, colorful attire
Yes.
or something.
Unusual brightness.
Right.
Yeah.
He saw a colorful flash.
He did.
Hey, we got a special guest here on the line, Dr. Adam Bianchini. Dr. Adam, I'm so sorry that I messed up your name.
That's okay. I've done it many years, including my first half year in kindergarten with all those letters in the name.
Dr. Adam Bianchini practices down at the New Life Addiction Program that we're doing in Florida. And I'm just curious how you got into the field, why you practice in the area of addiction and alcoholism and all of that.
Well, like many things and anything good that happened in my life, I can't really take credit for it. It's more of kind of God doing behind the scenes and kind of being semi-willing. I at least once in a while walk in the right direction or stumble in the right direction. And speaking of stumbling, how it all began, it wasn't by employment choice or anything like that. It was more of necessity. I had a personal addiction and brokenness issue in my life about 16, 17 years ago. And as a direct result of needing to actually get healed myself and didn't know it at the time, but I needed a savior, slowly started to do the things that were suggested to do via a 12-step program. Long story short, met Christ through that direction. And then as a result of that, compelled by his love, I kind of, not vocationally but non-vocationally, developed my schedule to where I did business medical consulting, and I allowed a lot of free time to be in ministry and be in sponsorship and help people in 12 steps and help people with families coming back together, things of that nature. My wife also got involved in that through the Al-Anon part and the codependency part, and we did couples ministry and marriage reconciliation and the like, and prison ministry and all these other things. And we were doing this non-vocationally for many years, probably about a dozen years. And then through one of the people that I worked with, who was out and meeting people in the recovery community and developing a recovery business of himself running a halfway house, let me know of a need of a medical doctor at a treatment center. And I wasn't too interested in that because, of course, my decisions would keep me away from the will of God. But something, of course, the leading of the Holy Spirit led me to go talk to these people, and they needed a doctor. And
here you are.
And that started the road, and then I mentioned to them that my real ask, I could do the medical work, but I had some experience in recovery and helping people, and they laughed at that. And long story short, God made that evident by the patients seeing me. We're getting something out of it, going to the higher-ups, and eventually I got a group, and that started everything.
Wow. Well, what a story.
When we come back, I just want to hear, the big question is, if I go there and I'm a Christian, is this going to interfere with my faith? Not that the drinking would interfere with my faith, but they want to be sure that the treatment doesn't interfere with the faith. So we'll get to that right after this. You're watching or listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. If you'd like to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. We do have a program that is for your addicted person, or for you. It's in Florida, and you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and find out about that. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arnold here with Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We're talking with Dr. Adam Bianchini. He's the medical director down in Florida. So if I'm a Christian, does this program help build my faith or rip it to shreds?
Well, both, but remember, Romans 8:28, in all things God works for the greater good. Sometimes there are things in our faith, and one of the biggest struggles with a Christian, Jesus really puts our feet to the fire. We can't have two masters. And if I'm claiming Christ on one hand, but I'm following the mandates of the other master in my addiction and obeying that,
right,
I have a spiritual dilemma. And,
yeah,
and what the 12-step model actually does, it's kind of like a deliverance ministry, to use a term. And we have to get unbonded and unchained and under out from under the tyranny of the other master and come and rededicate or recommit or reconnect with Christ in our hearts. And this is what's beautiful in the 12 steps that allows that to happen. So one thing, we're going to break down our own ideas to get us to humbly admit and humbly surrender that, God, we've gone astray. We've strayed here a little bit. And then the rebuilding comes back. And that's when we rededicate, reconnect, feel the influx of the Holy Spirit come in like the prodigal son. We get the robe and the ring and the sandal and
kiss. We see a lot of religious defenses on the show.
Yep,
people have religious defenses where they come up with this idea that they think is from God that somehow enables or somehow even rationalizes what they're doing, or defends them from the kind of treatment you provide, Adam.
Yep.
Even the angel of darkness masquerades as an angel of light.
No, that's true.
That's true.
Well, all right, if anybody is interested, thank you, Dr. Adam Bianchini. It's so great to meet you by phone and get to hear you. If anybody's interested in addiction, alcoholism treatment for your child, your teenager, your adult person, we've got a resource. And if you're an adult, here's the resource for you. It's the New Life Center in Florida there, and I just hope and pray that you'll call us.
Steve, when do you think, and Jill, when do you think an in-treatment program is warranted as opposed to outpatient or weekly counseling? When is in-treatment warranted?
When you've tried the other stuff and it
doesn't work. When you need to up the treatment.
Another indicator is that you drive up into the driveway, you end up knocking over the gas lamp, and you fall out and lay out on the grass and lie there all night long.
That's another sign.
Just a small symptom.
And you don't know it snowed that night.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I know people that do that, and they won't go to an AA meeting because somebody might think they're an alcoholic.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, call us 1-800 New Life. Let's go to Carla from Mountain Home, Arkansas. KCMH is the station. Hello, Carla. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. I've called in before. I'm a frequent flyer.
Okay.
My question for you today is simply, when do you give up on counseling? I've been in counseling for most of the last 29 years, and my secular counselor just said something that was, I couldn't believe he said.
What was said?
I thought he was a Christian, but he said something to the effect that, all faiths are pretty much equal. And
now,
I'm like, No, they're not.
You went to this person for 29 years?
No.
Not
I've
the
been
same person?
Different counselors
yeah. okay.
for 29 years. And this one for probably about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they say the time to quit therapy is when you're wanting to go.
Okay.
Get it? See, when you don't want to go, that means
yeah.
you need to. When you want to go, well, maybe you're beyond it. But I think, you know, just what do you guys think?
Carla, I'm wondering what it was like for you to disagree with your therapist. And were you able to verbalize that? I mean, it sounds like you were.
No.
No. Okay.
No, I didn't say, I take it back. I did not say anything to him at the...
That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, that was what I was
mm-hmm.
thinking. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Because whether you stuck with him or not, this would be a great issue
mm-hmm.
for you to look at. Before you leave him, you have to look at this issue.
Yeah,
right, because
right.
it's about you. You know, you've had a lot of counseling. You've been with different counselors. It's not just about finding the right counselor, right, that you
and
can trust everything they say. It's
uh-huh.
about you developing that voice inside of you and you growing and maturing to be able to say, you know what, I'm not with you on this issue, and I see it differently, and this is how I see it. And then to reflect on how that feels to disagree with somebody that perhaps, you know, you have put up on a pedestal or is somebody who has authority in your life.
Mm-hmm. So, Carla, what was it like to disagree with somebody as a child in your home?
I didn't.
Okay.
You don't. Mm-hmm.
You don't.
You don't
yeah.
do that.
Right. So
we could hear that in the sigh.
We could hear that. And I mm-hmm. think that that's part of the journey. Of trying to recover for many of us from our childhood experience as a small, young, impressionable, sensitive child.
I mean, let me jump back. I mean, nobody would punish me for disagreeing. It's just I was so absorbed into the authority that I didn't have any understanding of any ability to disagree with them.
Right.
You didn't have
how.
A you didn't have a separate self from
right.
them.
Yeah.
There's no
yeah.
separateness.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, if we say then, why is Carla in counseling for 29 years? This is part of the journey
mm-hmm.
then. How do I separate from other people? How do I become my own individual? How
right.
do I become different than all other people? And then be okay with that. And I think it comes in multiple, or it is exercised and learned in multiple venues. One is the counseling office.
Mm-hmm.
Another could be a small group of women where you have to learn to express yourself openly in a group and tolerate their input back. Another could be in a group at a church and so on and so forth. So I think
mm-hmm.
I don't think counseling has to be the only place where we practice such things. As long as we
right.
learn them, we then have to exercise them for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But in this situation, Carla, you could really use this
mm-hmm.
to help yourself grow. Because instead of, oh my gosh, he doesn't believe the way I do, I'm going to leave. No, stay with it a while and work through it and talk about that and survive disagreeing with him.
Okay. We've survived disagreeing before. And
okay.
Well, then maybe more than surviving, thrive in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that you called. And
how many frequent flyer miles does she get for that
yeah.
call? I mean, does she get to upgrade to first
sure.
class next time she calls in?
1,000.
Cool.
Okay. Kristen, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, WFIL. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm calling. And I didn't know that doctor was going to be on in the beginning of the episode, but my question is about the 12 steps.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if any of you have worked them. I would imagine you have. But I've been in recovery for codependency and love addiction for probably over 3 years. And
uh-huh.
I was a Christian. I mean, I'm still a Christian, but I was a Christian before that. And then I really feel like my growth hit, really took off when I started working on myself
uh-huh.
with the steps. But my question is, if you look at the steps and it talks about a higher power, mm-hmm. and it doesn't use Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. I've also been to Celebrate Recovery and we use Jesus Christ as a higher power, but mm-hmm. going to I've been to secular meetings, yeah. and so many people have a heart to change there, and I mean, I personally believe that the secular meetings are God-breathed as well, but yeah. I guess my question is, why do you think that they don't recognize Jesus Christ as the higher power in the secular 12-step program?
Well, you've called the right place.
If it truly is a program that's God-breathed, just like they say the Bible is right. God-breathed, then why don't you think that they put Jesus in there as the center of it?
All right. Well, when a person is in the throes of addiction, one of the things that deteriorates fastest, even before physical health, is the spirituality of that person.
Okay.
And their concept of God becomes very, very tainted. Either they feel tremendous shame when they think of God, or anger, bitterness, or abandonment. So that's what we're dealing with, people that in their desperation have a very difficult time even acknowledging that there is a God because their addiction has ripped them to shreds, and they think, well, God should have saved me, fixed me, whatever. So in the beginning, based on the Oxford groups, these 12 steps came out of, and Dr. Bob was one of the founders of AA with Bill W. He says, in the last transcript of the last speech he ever gave, that these 12 steps came out of primarily 1 Corinthians 13, the book of James, and the Sermon on the Mount. So these are definitely Christian, Bible-based steps. But in the development of Alcoholics Anonymous, they decided to become a program of attraction so that if they said Jesus Christ, maybe a Jewish person, maybe a person who's an atheist, maybe someone who just doesn't get it, that God loves them at all, maybe that would alienate them. So they started out with this concept of a higher power as you understand him. Now, I got to tell you, there are a lot of Christians who have never made Jesus their higher power. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Can you clarify that?
Well, I sure can. A lot of people say, well, I'm a Christian. But who is really in charge of their life? Their
right.
ego, their agenda, their control, even their addiction. So right. higher power is a wonderful concept for us Christians to look at. Then you look at the phrase, as we understood him. Well, the God that I understand today is quite different than the God that I understood 5 years ago. And 10 years ago. So these are concepts that are very, very applicable to the Christian faith. Now, when I edited the Life Recovery Bible with Dave Stoop, the reason we did this was for those people who either were able to accept Christ as their higher power, or for those that needed a path to accept Christ as their higher power. And so what we're hoping is that a person would go into a secular group who is totally alienated from God, would then eventually evolve into a Christ-centered AA group, Celebrate Recovery, or Life Recovery group. But each one has its place. Otherwise, I think you end up with a lot of people that need recovery who never would get recovered because they couldn't get over the God hurdle.
Okay.
How's that?
I had asked other people the same question, and
what'd they tell
another
you?
Theory. And that, well, there's a couple theories, and my counselor who I got through your network, we talked about this as well, and he said a very similar thing. He believes that Dr. Bob and Bill W., their goal was to get people sober to hear the gospel.
Right.
And then there's another woman, very dear friend of mine, that believes that so many people were so burnt by churches in their past.
Right.
That they might never walk through the doors
that's
of the church
right.
again,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
they could come there, and that's great. So I guess my next question is, because, well, I've worked on my inventory, done my issues, and I have a lot of false guilt that I struggle with for many reasons, which I'm working through. So the 12 steps and the secular programs, I mean, I also go to Celebrate Recovery, and Jesus will always be my Savior and will always be my higher power. But I sometimes feel like I'm not turning my back on the church, but I just sometimes I feel guilty for feeling like I benefit more from my meetings and working the steps than I do going to church.
You know what I'd say? I'd say you're going to the wrong church. Because the church has its unique place in your life that would be exciting and fun and honorable and enriching, and your meeting would be a different kind of experience. So maybe you would think about a different church rather than thinking that.
But sometimes I think that when we are involved in something new, we kind of immerse ourselves initially and then later balance out. And so this may be where you're at and where you're needing to focus right now. And so, you know, down the road, church may become more of an important part of your life.
I have a thought, but I'm going to save it till after the break.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Join Steve Arterburn, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Denham, and Mylon Yurkovich of New Life Live for a daily time of teaching. You'll have the experience of a lifetime visiting the places where the events of Scripture really happened. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Masada, and much more. Not only will you see the sites that bring history and Scripture to life, but Stephen Curtis Chapman will perform a once-in-a-lifetime private concert. Out of these ashes, if there was ever a trip you don't want to miss, this is it. Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Call and sign up today at 1-800-223-3855. Or for more information, visit newlife.com. Visit Israel. You will never be the same.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. I want to go to Stephen from Colorado Colorado. First, I want to go to Mylon.
Yes. Well, but did you have another thought, Jill?
No, Mylon? No, go ahead.
I was going to say, when my wife was in school, she had to go to an AA meeting.
Had to, as a
course assignment.
Yeah, everybody.
And she came home and she said, that is what the church ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between the church and AA is that people that are AA and AA are desperate. They have a identified problem they want to work on. Yeah. A lot of us that go to church aren't as desperate. We are going for different reasons. And so we don't feel a need to be honest, transparent, and vulnerable. Yeah. And so church takes on a very different feel to it.
In the church, you're ostracized if you act like you have a problem.
In
AA,
too much of a problem.
In AA, you're ostracized if you act like you don't have a problem.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there.
So a church ought to be a place where we can go and be real, because I believe that all of us are in recovery for something.
Right.
I liked what she said. Kristen said, I struggle with false guilt and a lot of other things. That it's not just an addiction to a substance. It's an addiction to a way of thinking that's toxic.
Yeah.
And so all of us are escaping something, and we need to be honest about that journey.
Yeah. Okay. If she'll hold on, I will send her a Life Recovery Bible.
Cool.
Stephen, Colorado Springs, Colorado, KGFT is the station. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thank you.
How could we help
Stephen,
you today?
Your books, Toxic Faith and the second one, More Jesus, Less Religion.
Yeah.
They've helped me incredibly.
Oh, and, thank you.
I'm a little nervous. Sorry, I'm shaking here, but let me try to calm down. Milam, you said to me a year ago, I called presenting an issue that I had, that I was in a counseling situation at church, and, you know, an attempted exorcism was performed. And maybe you remember that. But immediately you said, you know, we believe these things happen to people in order that they can help others. Well, I get that. And, you know, everything you guys, everyone who's been on the program today so far is, you know, there's so much they've spoken, which deals with this whole scenario. But here's where I'm at. I understand your book, you know, moving from rules to relationship, because the issue there, if someone can tell us our issues are the result of or the influence of a demon, what's insidious there is we will never take responsibility for ourselves, and we will become enslaved into further bondage, believing that, you know, I struggle, but it's not really me, it's something else.
Well, that's a good point.
This is huge.
Well, Stephen, let me just interject something here. If you are demon-possessed and you have an exorcism, then things should be better.
Yes.
But you still have to work to grow in character,
absolutely,
to become a responsible person, simply to mature. So it doesn't fix everything. And in fact, I like to remind people that everyone that Jesus healed of a physical or a demonic problem died of something else anyway. It didn't fix everything. Disease mm-hmm. entered their body after that. So it kind of, an exorcism gets you back to ground zero if there is a demon. Now, I had a woman, she lived with us for a while, and she thought she was demon-possessed, and she would go and have an exorcism on Sunday. And Monday, the demon was back. So eventually, I had to say, maybe counseling would be a better way to go, since the exorcisms aren't lasting 24 hours. So either you get better and you're ready to go to work, or you don't get better and you need to go to work. Same thing.
Right, and that's my point, is a person can become enslaved to that vicious cycle and they will never get out.
Yeah.
Until they come to the truth of understanding what Christ has done for us and his power, he will give us the strength. Mm-hmm. As we surrender to him, it's incredible. Also, so now let's push that aside. I'm the guy who called in about the addictiveness to the Dr. Pepper. Okay.
It
was a disaster. I got cut off and I couldn't. I don't know what happened, but I'm back today. But Jill, you said, I believe, you know, I'm playing with my brain. And Stephen, you even said, you know, it's going to become Dr. Death if you don't give that up.
How much are you drinking? So, how much Dr. Pepper are you drinking?
Do I have to? Can I plead the fifth?
No, just go ahead and tell
it. Say it on air?
Yeah, say it on air so we'll know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, even in your book, Toxic Faith, it talks about the guy walking into the store with a big cup, remember?
The big gulp, yeah.
How
much are you drinking?
That's me.
That's you?
But thankfully, I'm not dead yet.
Okay.
So now, maybe you can help me with this.
What's the question right before we go to the break so we'll know how to deal with it when we come back? What's your question?
Well, that is it tastes good, and I don't want to let it go.
Okay.
But it's significant.
How much are you drinking?
I think we're breaking up here. never mind. Come on, I'll think about it after the break, okay? But let me think about it.
God wants you to tell me the truth.
I think Steve. I think Steven's the new host of the show.
We'll take a break.
My clothes are falling off of me. People are making comments. I would pick up my food, and I was running every day, 6 miles a day. And I got to the point where I was afraid to drink water because I didn't want to gain water weight.
10 million women and girls have eating disorders. Anorexia or bulimia isn't a diet, it's a disease.
My parents knew then that something had to be done immediately.
New Life's Eating Disorders Treatment Clinic can help.
You see that everybody that works there loves God and is wanting to help you.
For more information about our eating disorder treatment clinic, call New Life today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find hope for your child to begin healing and embrace life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I decided that I wanted to work with eating disorders and help save people's lives on a daily basis.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I know that with God and Renuta that my life was spared.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
All right. Okay, Stephen. Now, I know that while we were off the air, the Lord convicted you to let us know the magnitude of the problem.
Well, on a good day, I may have one of those 64 ounces. However, fill it up with ice.
Okay.
It's about 40 ounces.
Okay.
But
what's on a bad day?
On a bad day, I've had three of those.
Three of those. Okay. So what's the question for us?
Well, isn't the question obvious to you guys what my problem is? I mean,
well,
you said it's become my faithful friend, which, you know, I've been drinking this stuff for.
Let me give you a new term, okay?
Okay.
All right. Since you feel bad about this, right?
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
Sometimes I block it out.
Since you know that much probably isn't good for a person.
Right.
You could term this habitual disobedience.
There you go.
Okay. So how do we break habitual disobedience? Let me list to you in the past month how many people I've talked to who have been able to break a habit on their own. Okay, I just went through the whole list. Nobody can do it on their own. And Stephen, you're kind of a loner, aren't you?
Well, I've shared this with friends. I know accountability is important.
No, but I really
but the
believe
the problem is we are and we act on our on you know
who
we're
is
alone
we?
And we just simply
who is
walk
we?
Through the door.
Who is okay. we? Who is we?
Oh, I'm saying all of us who are out there alone.
Yeah.
You know we.
Okay.
And I understand we.
So
the connection that needs to be made. I'm
the
sure
point. The point I'm trying to make is that the healing doesn't come in demon relinquishment. Doesn't come in you deciding to do better. It comes when you surrender to a process that includes other people. If you want to get better, if you want to change it. If not, you have to stop complaining about it, experience the consequences, and just say, this is what I've chosen for my life.
See, Stephen made a great point a minute ago. Stephen, you said, even if I attribute something to a demon and that demon is exorcised, I must take ownership and responsibility for what's left over afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have a low EQ, emotional quotient, a low RQ, relational quotient, that I've never had in my lifetime, that I'm allowing a product or something like this to take over in my life and have a place of dominance that shouldn't be.
Right.
But I think you nailed it right there. You have to take responsibility and own it, and that's going to be something that's going to be a part of your choice, Stephen. Jill, what were you going to say?
Stephen, I think it's really hard for you to accept what you perceive as bad. You know, that idea, like Mylan just reiterated, about taking responsibility is really accepting that, you know, you are less than perfect. And even how long it took you to admit to us about the Dr. Pepper, you see that as so horrible and sounds like shameful about you, that you would have this vice that you're not willing to give up. And so really looking at, you know, what does it mean to be human, and looking at not only your good parts, but your bad parts. Sometimes they're not as bad as you think. I can't tell you how many people walk into my office with those big drinks. Yes, there's meaning about it. It is a vice. It's not good for them. But it isn't something that makes them shameful as a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One, I just want to comment. You had said that, gosh, I lost it here.
Hey, let me ask, Stephen, are you overweight?
Well, my wife says I am, but
okay, well, let's go with her.
I am. I'm about 30 pounds over.
Okay. Because I know that when I was drinking a lot of Diet Pepper, Dr. Pepper myself and Diet Coke, I realized that only us fat people were drinking it. So I just wondered, you know, if maybe there are other things you can do.
Hey, believe me, my wife says, you see that person holding that double gulp? That's going to be you, and these are big people. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you called us, and I'm going to send you, you know what, I'm going to take your name, because I've got a new book coming out called The New Jesus, and I want you to have a copy of that when it's
done.
He
didn't drink Diet Dr. Pepper.
Jesus did not. No.
Absolutely not.
No. Mm-mm. Do you think he drank wine?
Sure.
I don't think Dr. Pepper was born then.
I know. That's why I said he didn't drink that.
Oh.
All right, Stephen, I'm glad you called. So you call us back and see if anything we've said was helpful.
All right. Prunes have to. Are they in Dr.
Uh-huh.
Pepper prunes?
Hey, wait a second. There was a lady on there that said
we. Carbonated prune juice.
Yeah. There was a lady they told me wanted to tell us we gave some bad advice, and now she's gone. But let's talk to Louise from Everett, Washington. She's a Club New Life member, and she's been a donor since 99, and she's one of our favorite folks that we get to see wherever we go. Louise, how are you?
I am great now that I get to talk to you guys.
How are you and the family that we've all met?
Well, the family is the family, Steve. That's all.
The family is the family. All right. See,
it's a family with problems.
See how honest she is?
Good things have happened due to New Life. That's all I can tell you guys.
Well, you're a member of Club New Life, Louise.
Yes.
And it is the end of the month. It is the end of the month, and we are behind in March. And so what could you say to somebody to motivate them to support this ministry?
Well, what I could say is that you guys have been my lifeline since you came on after Minrith Meyer. I listened to them before, and I can say that all the things that my family has gone through, that I have stayed halfway sane because of it, because of you guys and your advice, your books. I mean, whatever they can do to support in any way, shape, or form, they need to do it. Like,
thank you.
We dollar, $5, anything, get people to join if they can't do it, because the benefits that I have received have helped everybody that I can think of. When I drove transit bus, I handed out your books and tapes. When I tell everybody, I bring people to your seminars. I've went to a New Life weekend. I have a daughter in your treatment right now in Florida with.
Wow.
Says it is unbelievable. I have tried to utilize all of your tools, and Mylan and Kay's book, How We Love Our Kids, oh my God. Henry's book, Changes the Heal. Your book, Steve. Dave's, I mean, Dr. Dill and Jill and Sherry. I mean, John Townsend, all of you guys are like everything. I mean, it is like the tools that God has given me to stay sane in an insane world.
Mm-hmm. Louise, we love you. I thank you for calling us and just reminding other folks that there are a lot of things that we can provide, that we can help people with, but we need your help. And please do as Louise does and support this ministry.
I will. I will definitely do. Okay. I've done the one-day ones several times so far, plus giving. Plus, I signed up a granddaughter with New Life Club.
Great.
The membership.
Great. Gave her that gift. I love
thank
that.
Thank you, Louise.
Mm-hmm. Well,
appreciate
you. We'll see you down the road, and I hope that that motivates some folks to sign up, because it is the end of the month, March, and we do desperately need your help here. We are short by $80,000 here in March. We talked about that this morning. So please, if you can, help us in any way possible. One of the ways you can help us is to get involved with our run, our Race for New Life. This is the bib you can download online. You get people to sponsor you. You run at your own place, and you send us the support that you raise, and it changes a lot of lives. Dave Stoop is driving the pace car, and it has to be completed by April.
Well, and I was told I can walk if I want
to. Yeah, April 17th is the deadline, and so I hope that you'll come be a part of that. I want to show you a quick video of me over in the Garden of Gethsemane in Israel, because our trip to Israel, you can still sign up by June the 6th. Here I am in the Garden of Gethsemane. This has been an amazing day. We're the guests of the Ministry of Tourism here in Israel. We were on the Mount of Olives. We were in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was amazing, all the people walking around the garden. And there were four people. I'm traveling with Larry and Joe Sonnenberg and Joe Franklin. There were four people that were allowed inside that garden, where the olive trees, 2,000 years old, they were there when Jesus was there in the Garden of Gethsemane. We went through these markets that were amazing. We saw the tomb where Jesus was buried. We saw the hill where he was crucified. We saw where they prepared his body. We are so grateful to be here. Already, this has been one amazing trip. And I hope that you'll come and experience the same new life we're experiencing for our trip in June 2011.
All
right, so come join us. That's June the 16th through the 6th, or reverse, June 6th through the 16th. Come be a part of what we're doing here. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to do two programs after this one, so join us today.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My friends at New Life want to help you find healing and restoration based on God's truth. They have a workshop to help men who are stuck in the entanglement of pornography. They have another for both men and women to deal with any issue you might be facing, anger, depression, grief, or whatever you're struggling with, they can help you. Or if you know someone fighting an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they offer a Christian treatment program. And if you know someone struggling with an eating disorder, they can help you there too. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans about the transformation that comes through the renewing of your mind. It's God's Holy Spirit that makes this happen, and he's working through this ministry at New Life. Call today and see how you can experience that for yourself. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet
given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's go to Kathy from Chicago. But before she says anything, you're in North Platte, right, this weekend?
This weekend we're going to be at Bethel Church in North Platte, Nebraska. We're going to be doing How We Love Our Kids workshop on Friday night and all day Saturday. Okay. So I'd love to see you there.
NewLife.com. You can find out all about that or 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Absolutely.
Kathy from Chicago. She watches on NRB. How are you?
I'm good. And you, Seth?
Good. They said that you have a complaint.
I don't know that it's a complaint, Steve. First thing I want to say is I watch you guys every day. If I'm not home when you come on NRB, I pick you up on the internet. And it's
great.
Like Psychology 3000 or something. It's way over 101 or 301.
Oh, thank you. But you have a complaint. You don't like something we said, and that really hurts my feelings.
Well, I don't know that it's a complaint. It hurt my feelings. Tears came to my eyes. I'm like, okay, he's right 99% of the time. How could he be off on that one?
Okay,
I listened to the show, and a young lady called in, and she says, well, how can I just pursue God and instead of, she said, a companion, and of course she got into the truth, which was a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you advised her to join a church group, and that, of course, groups with people having the same issues that someone there is wise enough and spiritual enough to talk you through it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But not for a person that's stating right now, I'm lonely, right now I'm depressed, I'm vulnerable, I feel desperate even. The church is not, and I don't mean any harm, but she happened to be a woman of color. We're not equipped. I can say that as one that was raised in the church and still in the church. If you do, I guarantee you with time you'll regret it.
Kathy?
Right answer.
Kathy, I would be shocked if a single person called here and all we said to do was go to a singles group at church. I would be shocked because while that might be something to get them out of their isolation, most of the time we're telling single people to go get a hobby, take dance lessons, learn how to paint, all this other stuff. And on the way to having a very interesting, wonderful, fulfilling life, as if you'll never be married, sometimes you find that person. But whether you find that person or not, you're having a great, wonderful, fulfilling life in the meantime.
Now, I've heard you say that, and I agree with that, because usually it's just a season or a moment in time that usually pass with time.
Right.
But that wasn't what you said today.
Well, I just want to apologize for not saying the whole answer if that was the case, because we really do believe that a church single group can be a great place, or it can be a place where some desperate people can really be hurt. Jill, you have a thought?
Well, and Kathy, you know, I'm curious what you think we should have said in addition to, but, you know, we're looking at kind of a slice of the pie and to get you guys moving in a right direction. That isn't the end all what a person should do. You know, just taking one step isn't everything. It's the first step. It's the next step. It may be the next right thing to do to get you moving.
Yeah.
I agree with that, and all of that sounds good. And I'm glad because my heart feels better now because tears actually came to me.
Well,
I really look to
you
guys.
You said
the questions
something.
That
Kathy,
come in so many times, if it's not something that I'm going through with some of my friends, and I'm like, turn on the TV, log on now. I mean, right now, girl, they say, well, we were talking about. And to hear that just join a church group, I'm like, oh, my God.
Kathy, I can hear. I can hear one thing in you, though. You've been hurt by the church, haven't you?
Well, I learned that the church is no longer a catch-all. It used to be anybody, whosoever will, whatever you're dealing with, come on to the church, and we're here for you. And it used to be in the time, because it was all about mission, but now it's no longer set up and equipped for that.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think there is room for your hesitancy to be considered and honored, because not all churches are doing a great job at being a place where people can come and get help. That's why Steve said, well, you have to look for a church that really does provide good help.
And the church that might have a really crummy singles group might have an amazing ministry to senior citizens, of which I will be one very soon. So I'm looking for that church. But
well,
you,
we have
you
to pick our churches. We yeah. have to pick them right. carefully.
You do. You really do. All right. We are almost out of time. And it seems like we just raced through this program, so we're going to do another one. We're going to try to do better in the next hour. So if you're holding on, please hold on. We'll get to your phone call. And thank you for listening and watching us today. We really do appreciate it. And before Mylon shares a scripture with us as we close out our program, I want to remind you that across this country are about 900 counselors that we have screened and interviewed and put through our process. And we believe that they can provide you with good, wise counsel. If you call us, we'll help you with that. In addition to that, if you are struggling, in May, we have a marriage conference coming up. Mylon and Kay Yurkovich, Dr. Dave and Jan Stoop, I'll be there. The material is marriage-changing. It's revolutionary. It'll be one of the best experiences of your life. And if not, I will refund your misery. That's my guarantee to you. So come and be part of what we're doing there. We also have a Wives in the Battle seminar that's coming up in September. Dr. Sherry Denham is doing that. Many people know. She said it on the air. She was married to a sex addict pastor. And she's taking her clinical experience and her personal experience and putting it together for a healing event, Wives in the Battle. Also, Lose It for Life is coming up at the end of the year. You will love going there if you're struggling with your weight. It was a major success in January. And then we're having a New Life Weekend for transformation. Whatever you're struggling with, we can help you in that area. So call us and let us see if there's something that we could provide for you or someone you love. Every man's battle. Every month we do an every man's battle in a different location. So please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us help you. Mylon, scripture for us as we close out?
Favorite passage that helps in all relationships. It's in Hebrews, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who's been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us draw near to the throne of grace that you might find grace and mercy at a time of need.
Yeah.
Now, if I can be that to you, a person who knows that I have weakness, and I invite you on the basis of that to have a relationship with me, and you may come anytime. It's a great theme verse for parenting. It's a great theme verse for friendship. It's a great theme verse for marriage. Mm.
Thank you, Mylon. All right. We want to see you transform, but we need help in doing it. And as I mentioned, we're $80,000 behind at the end of March, and we need some people to step up and come through for us. And yes, $5 can make a difference. It really can help us in ways that you can't imagine. But whatever you can do to help this ministry stay on the air, we need your help. And so please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go online at newlife.com. If you will, we'll send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids, Mylon and Kay's new book. It's our gift to you. It is an amazing, but you heard Louise talk about how wonderful this book is. It really is. And so you call us, support the ministry. We'll send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids. If you don't have kids, we'll send you The God of Second Chances. When you join Club New Life, we send you a Life Recovery Bible, our way of saying thank you. If you give a gift of $50 or more, I will send you a Life Recovery Bible. By the way, the average price of one day of radio in your area is about $110. Maybe you could support one day of radio in your area, $110. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, whether you need some help or you can help us. Thanks to Dr. Jill. Thanks, Mylon. Thanks to all of you who pray for us and support us and listen and watch. We love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.